Blog Talk Radio.
Summer Start Radio with your host DJ Jane OG on the 1, 2s, and 3s to give you everything you need to see in this crazy illusionary place that we call the world. What's going on, people? I know it's been a few days ever since we got back on this, but first off, I'm going to get my salutations out the way. I want to say peace to the gods and the goddesses known and unknown, as well as the ancestors known and unknown. And for sure, today's show is about those individuals. Ones that you lost and the ones that I've lost. So, also want to, make sure everything is good with y'all. Make sure everybody's been having a good week so far. If not, hopefully the next week will be better. But this is October the 31st, which is officially called Halloween. So that's what the show is about today. Let me get into some knowledge about the day of what they call Halloween. It's actually officially called the Day of the Dead in a lot of different cultures. Now, this one right here, I'm gonna read in Spanish. It's called El Día de los Muertos. Alright, that's the El Día de los Muertos. Alright, this is actually Day of the Dead is actually celebrated in Mexico, in Central America and South America. This is actually a holiday. Although the Day of the Dead is a celebration honoring the deceased, it is not a depressing occasion. It is rather a time of full of life, happiness, color, food, family, and fun. The celebration has many modes of expressions, which may vary somewhat from, different vicinity to different vicinity. So, go a little bit further. They have one thing that's called the La Ofrenda. It is a display honoring the memory of a loved one. Its offerings are designed to lure the spirit of the deceased back to earth so that she or he will again spend the day with those honoring him or her with certain principles, and there are 9 of them. This is something I'm just this is basically focusing on. I mean, it's a lot of other different cultures that have this as well. And I'm going to go through those, matter of fact, because I want to show love to all of them. Let's see here. I'm going to go through certain cultures. Let's see. Let's start with Brazil. Brazil, the Brazilian celebration of the Finados. The Finados is another way of saying Day of the Dead. Day is held on November the 2nd. On this day, people go to cemeteries and churches offering flowers, candles, and prayers. In Haiti, voodoo traditions are called the Santeria. They have a mixed, that is actually mixed with Roman Catholicism to create a unique observations of this event. For example, loud drums music are played at the all-night celebrations at cemeteries to awaken a spirit called Baron Somni, the god of the dead. All right, in Philippines, the Day of the Dead is called Todos Los Santos. It is said to be an opportunity to be with the departed as a type of family reunion. Since it is intended to be for the purpose of spending time with a dead relative, families usually camp in cemeteries and sometimes spend a night or two near their family or relatives' tomb. Card games, eating, drinking, singing, and dancing are common activities in the cemetery, probably, for pretty much all Filipinos. In Japan, it's called the Bon Festival. It is a Japanese Buddhist holiday to honor the departed spirits of one's ancestors. This Buddhist festival has evolved into a family reunion holiday during which people from the big cities return to their hometowns and visit and clean their ancestral graves. In Korea, it's called, I cannot pronounce this, Han Kwahi. It is a major traditional holiday. Koreans go where the spirits of one's ancestors are enshrined, basically like have altars and stuff like for them. And they perform rituals of ancestral worship early in the morning. Additionally, they visit the tomb of their immediate relatives and ancestors. Okay, I can go on and on. It's I will want to say this, though. In some African cultures, they don't necessarily have a name for it, but they do visit the graves of their ancestors, and they will leave food and gifts, and they will ask for protection, and they are a very important part of their traditional culture. With that, let me go back here. We'll go to our first break real quick, then I'm going to bring my brother on. And get a little bit more into this. Be right back.
Tonight's story is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction. Monster in a live dimension. The major ingredient for many recipes of fear is the unknown. And this person will assume to be met. He knows every thought, he can feel every emotion.
Nightmare, it's me, I'm everywhere, and when bleed out.
sets the place. This particular monster can read minds, be in two places at the same time. This is judgment night, execution, slaughter, the devil, ghost. This monster is torture, but you can be sure of one thing. That's fate, a human presence that you feel is strange. A monster that you can see disappear. A monster, the worst thing to fear.
You should be a part of me.
Basically, Hallow's Eve is just like any other tradition that they deal. That's the European tradition. But all across the world, they even in Mexico and in parts of Asia, parts of India, and even in Africa, they always have what is called a Day of the Dead. The dead also represents the Day of the Ancestors, but it also represents the underworld, the hollow earth. The underworld. Now, it's not necessarily in metaphysics talking about a realm that's up under the earth, but it's talking about a realm in literally another dimension. That's the ancestral realm. And so every culture has a Day of the Dead or the this Hallow's Eve in Europe. That's the European form of the Day of the Dead, dealing with that particular ancestral aspect. It becomes a little more elaborate, with the ghouls and the goblins and all this type of stuff. But still, yet that's the basis of this. So this is a very important day if you understand and read behind the lines in the particular aspect that we honor the realm, the ancestral realm. Give you an example of how we've been spooked out based on Christianity. I have a skull in my living room stuck inside a black pot. So when people come in, they automatically spooked out about it. Now, over the years, some of the meanings of these things have been lost based on time. But the practitioners still keep up to the tradition of those particular customs, although the real meaning could be lost in time. And that's what happens a lot of times. Then other cultures come in, and because they don't know the real meaning, because some of the practitioners might not know the real meaning, they all relegate all this stuff into evil, a superstition, or bad. 98% of things on the planet, we always remember this, 98% of everything that we call evil is basically a misunderstanding based on time and historical ignorance. So what you would have is you would have a certain tradition, and that tradition would thrive in the land, and everybody would know the meaning. But hundreds of years would pass, sometimes thousands of years would pass. And then what would happen here is you would have later generations that would come in and not understanding the original meaning of something. And by them not understanding the original meaning, they'd automatically in history relegate it over to evil, or relegate it over to bad. You see what I'm saying? Or relegate it over to taboo or forbidden. So this skull, what is the meaning of the skull that you see? A skeleton with bones that is in voodoo culture, Palo culture, and in different types of religious culture that later on is relegated into evil, especially in African culture. The skull, the bones, and the whole nine yards. But even in the Halloween we talk about, what would be the meaning? Well, the ancients used to understand that they would have to pay homage to the ancestors. Now, what is an ancestor? An ancestor is someone that is no longer living on the planet. So if they're no longer living, that means that their physical body has decayed based on death. So the bones represent the physical decayed body of the ancestors. In so many words, the bones literally becomes an emblem, a symbol, just for ancestors. It's as simple as that. But the spookism comes in it when we don't understand these things. And then we get Hollywood and we get all this taboo mythology that comes in and explain that this is evil. So automatically, the mind automatically accepts things as being evil when you don't understand it. Thus, we have the...
All right, Real Summons are real. We are back. I'm going to make my brother Mike hot right quick. All right, brother, what's going on, man? You want to...
Well, you did kind of jog my memory whenever you brought up Mexico and you said the dead are the dead in Spanish. And because
yes.
I, like, you jog my memory because I have saw that years ago about how they celebrated Halloween, but I haven't stayed in a long time. But you did jog my memory, and I liked it. And, I basically call it Halo Wing, you know, with Halo instead of two L's is one L, because to me it's a celebration of the Halo heaven-bound brothers and sisters. And since they love to be more active at night between, you know, midnight and 6 o'clock in the morning and stuff like that, whenever they're more active, electromagnetic energy, stuff like that, then it gives, you know, nighttime some shine. And here's another thing about America. You know, pumpkin has anti-cancer properties if consumed properly. So it's, to me, it's like normal ancestor food, but only once or twice a year for modern society. Maybe not too many people get too many pumpkins, but the only time you see a pumpkin is when, as far as America is concerned, Halloween. You know, and that they don't consume the pumpkin; they just make decorations out of it. You know, so and you know. You know, dead is dead. And, you know, nothing is really bad about Halloween. It's just the original meaning is lost, like the brother said. And as far as America is concerned, it doesn't have to be a certain day to mask up and do some messed up stuff. So Halloween has nothing to do with the thieves and the murderers. I mean, that's every day. To me, it's a positive ancestral thing, you know.
Yeah. There's no doubt. I appreciate that. Now, to add on to what you're saying, the coolest thing about Halloween though is like people think it's like a satanic type of day or something evil. You know, they always equivalent Halloween to something evil. But I asked this question, and you don't have to give me an answer. But I'm just saying I asked this question to all the listeners that will download the podcast. Y'all show y'all support. Y'all know what it is. When you send your kids out to go trick-or-treating and they dressed in all these ghosts and goblins and zombies and these, you know, horror characters, you know, do you know what you're actually doing? Now, in certain cultures, I was reading about, in certain cultures, like, if somebody, like, okay, let's say it's Hallow's Eve, but it's really they, like you said, Hallow's Eve, as well as All Saints Day. Now, the definition of All Saints Day is basically all people that have passed on, that's a part of your family, that's no longer with you, but they always have been here with you, you know what I'm saying? So, when it gets to that point, it's like really paying homage. So to celebrate Halloween is really paying homage to everybody that's fallen, all your fallen family members. You know, just to take out the word ancestor, I just put in the word family member. So all your fallen family members, everybody that's died in your family, this is a day to actually celebrate their life, celebrate who they were, celebrate what you know about them. People make memorial burials, like of Kobe Bryant, Nipsey Hussle, and stuff like that. because, like, it's a celebration of, like, you can go there and pay homage and just, you know, chill there and look at that, you know, memorial or mural, basically. And you just, you know, pay your respects. So, you know, it's not, you know, Halloween, that like he was saying actually at the end, like, Hollywood always try to paint like this picture, like Halloween is a time to be afraid of something, to be afraid of ghosts and goblins and demons and all of that, you know. But really, the true meaning of Halloween is actually to celebrate people that it has passed on and remember them. So, yeah. Now, I was going to say, I want to send a shout-out real quick to my goddess. She's listening in. I know she's not going to want to probably say anything, but it's all good. She talks when she get ready. So, yeah, I want to send a shout-out to her. If you want to, hold on. Let me... Okay, Goddess, your mic is hot. Go ahead.
How y'all doing out there, all you beautiful people in the world? I just want to say I hope y'all enjoyed y'all stuff today, good or bad, whatever you choose to do. And RIP to anybody out there that's, you know what I'm saying, missing a loved one or anyone, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm going to end it with a have a blessed day.
Okay, not a problem. Hope y'all got that there. There's nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, hey, bro, shit, I wasn't going to really, you know, get into a whole lot of this. I mean, we kind of touched on everything else, but I do have a question. I want to get your particular opinion on this. I mean, why do you think that the elite, the people that run all the industries, you know, movies and the news networks, as well as the social media networks, why do you think everybody wants to portray Halloween as something as of like a bad day when it's actually supposed to be a good day?
Well, I'm going to say that the elite people don't think like that. It's the people that they put in position of power to think like that in order to manipulate people in a way to keep them at a certain threshold. Because to think about stuff that, like, to me, the elite don't think about anything that has to do with detriment or anything that has to do with destruction, especially destruction upon themselves. They'll never let fear manipulate them. They'll never let, you know, things, like, as far as the elite go. Now, anybody else other than that, and that's been either hired by them or somebody that was hired by them, stuff like that, they do that for their own fantasies and for their, and like I say, just manipulating people, playing people's minds, because, you know, people in fear, they are more vulnerable to buying things that may can help them with their fear and anxiety, maybe like prescription drugs, prescription medication, and, you know, stuff like, you know, anxiety or depression pills, you know. I used to take Prozac, you know, and so, like, wait, that was about 10, 12 years ago, but I only, like I told you, I only took one, and I threw the motherfucker, I threw them away, and because I, you know, that they were bad. But see, people, like, so, and so much manipulation and fear, they look for sense, you know, no, since an outside source did this, they look for outside sources to heal it. And that could be with anything, you know, way more than prescription drugs. It can be some kind of cream. It can be some kind of drink. It can be some kind of food. It can be all of this stuff. And as long as they don't find the power within themselves, then it's okay with them. Just like the elite has the power within themselves. They know all the knowledge. And, you know, to call yourself elite, you're supposed to know this. You're not supposed to participate in it. You're supposed to be it, you know, as far as the name elite go. So I'm thinking it's probably just for, like I say, it's a capitalist world. Everybody's trying to sell something. Everybody's making something to contribute to the community out of their fear and doubt for things and their confusion. So they make a couple bucks off of them, you know, and then somebody else make a couple bucks off of them, and somebody else make a couple bucks off of them for different items. So, I mean, you know, it's still a sale. So, you know, that's how capitalism works. You know.
No doubt. So go ahead and close out the show. Appreciate that. Words of wisdom. Basically, what I'm trying to say to people that's necessarily not like you know, into this particular knowledge is this is may sound real foreign to you, really like out there, like. You might think we're spaced out or something like that, zooted or whatever phrase you want to use. I just want to let you know, let all of y'all know that the family, you know, people that, you know, follow the podcast, listen, this is a day of celebration. Take all of that straight up Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Jason, Friday the 13th stuff out of your head. Listen. They have those characters to keep you afraid of this day. They have those characters to make you afraid of something. But see, you got to think about it, though. Let's just talk about Freddy Krueger for one. If y'all want to, you know, get down to some nitty-gritty. Freddy Krueger, how did they be Freddy? You be Freddy Krueger by stop believing in him, right? So what I'm saying is stop believing in the hype. There's nothing wrong with Halloween. It's a day for you to celebrate the people that you know that are no longer here in the physical. Give them their love. Give them their shine. And in return, things might happen better in your life. Oh, that's a subject for another day. No, I want to talk about that. But we will. But just for now, though, happy Halloween. That's what y'all know it. And enjoy your day. Eat as much candy as you want to. You know, have fun. But without further ado, we're going to go and sign up out of here. Appreciate you calling in, brother. Want to leave the people with any lasting words before we sign out?
Well, you know, like I always say, energy follows thoughts, so focus your energy on what you want more of. And so, you know, so if they want more scary stuff, you know, they're going to focus on scary, they're going to focus on fear, they're going to focus on, you know, stuff that might not be healthy to them, but if they want to focus on it, they can focus on it. I'm not going to tell you what to focus on. I'm just going to tell you what it is. Energy follows thought. So, you know, if you want more of this or more of that, then I suggest you focus your thoughts on it.
No doubt. You know me. Always call fear. Fear is nothing. Fear is not a word to me. Fear is an acronym. It's false evidence appearing real. So, yeah, I remember that. There's no such thing as fear. It's just a figment of your imagination, just like you used to be afraid of the boogeyman in the closet or something under your bed when you was a child, and you got older and you got away from that fear. So, on that note, shoot, we out, bro. Shoot, peace.
Peace.